Yep, I'm looking forward to it too, Wally, and glad you're doing what you're doing for for EchoLink stuff. You know, I honestly, you're coming across the radio. It's all I care. So if you're, whether you're EchoLink or you're RF or you're anything else, if you're coming through on this frequency and I can hear you, I'm happy. It's all I care about. For WinLink stuff, I'm going to try to monitor that, but we also have a couple of people standing by that are helping us out. Dave Sun is one of them, and so that might be something that he can help us with, is monitoring WinLink, and if stuff comes in, he could take a look at it and let me know, and then I can, I can act upon it, or maybe if it's something for you, Wally, for deployment stuff, something you can act on. So we will be definitely be able to handle all of it. All right, moving down our list to Tim and 8WRO. Tim, are you having any trepidations or concerns about the set this weekend?
I do regret that I'm going to be unable to participate this weekend. I do have some family obligations that I got to attend to, but when time permits, I do want to monitor it so I can learn some more. And then for training reasons, for maybe the next time, I did take a Skywarn class at Rochester FD last Saturday. I think it's one of the last in-person class in this area. I did download WinLink, and I've been training myself on WinLink. I do know how to add the ICS Form 213, and I'm really getting into that. So I'd like to train up on that, and then I'll be available for next time. And I did download the Discord app and got the link from Dave tonight. So that's it for me. N8WRO, back to net control.
Excellent. That's great news, Tim. And if you want to do any practicing with WinLink at all, and this is for everybody on the net here, anybody that wants to send a WinLink message to November 8, Victor Delta Zulu, I'll be happy to accept it, and I'll reply back to it so you know that it's gotten, and you can see what the reply looks like, and we can go from there. One more thing, Tim. We're going to be going from around 8 to around noon, and so with your family plans, if your family plans start at 10, that's okay. You could join us for as long as you want to or are able to. If you are not, well, whether you're staying for the whole thing or not, I just ask, if you check in when you're done, even if you're only there for a half an hour, that's awesome. Come on in. When you're done, please let Net Control know that you are checking out. Okay? There's no bad points. We're not going to get mad at you. There's no reason at all for us to have any concern that you are not staying for the whole thing. It's okay. It, honestly, it really is. But every little piece you can pick up along the way is a piece you can pick up along the way. When the real emergency happens, you may check into the net, and 5 minutes later, something may happen next door, and you may have to go help your neighbors. You're going to need to check out of the net, and you've just checked in. That's okay. That's what you need to do. You need to go help your neighbor. So in a real-life circumstance, that's how the net could go. So don't worry about it if you can't do that, but just so you know, don't have to stay for the full time. Come in, stay as long as you can, and then go away when you have to. All right, moving on to, oh, yes, this is the one that you were switching radios, KE8 something XT. Try again.
Yeah, hi, Net Control. This is Chris, Kilo Echo 8. Sierra X-ray Tango out of New Haven, Michigan. Back to